All right. Good afternoon, y'all.
Hey,
Welcome
everybody.
back to Dear Mama.
Welcome.
I am Shy.
And I'm Bella.
And we have got some fun for y'all today. I'm so excited about today. I don't know why. It's just so exciting to be able to share what we got for y'all today. So today, we are going to tell you guys some funny stories.
Right. At least
they are hilarious to us. So we hope you guys enjoy them and as much as we enjoy telling them. And I'm going to let you go first, Bella. What's your first story?
Okay, my first story, I feel like everybody in the world who has ever known me wants to know why I'm terrified of dogs. So, I'm going to tell y'all this story real quick. So, my childhood best friend, rest in peace, Kenesha.
Oh, rest in peace, girl.
We were down at a neighbor's house. I was still living in Florida. If you don't know, I was born in Florida, Fort Lauderdale. But we were down at a neighbor's house, messing with their dog through the fence with a stick.
Okay, let me interject because they were not supposed to be down the street at the corner.
Right.
Where nobody can see them. Okay, finish your story.
So, yeah. So, we were down at the neighbor's on the corner beyond our, I guess, checkpoint threshold. But anyway, so we were playing with the dog through the fence with the stick because we thought the fence was closed. And come to find out, the fence was not. And we heard, you know how the noise that it makes when it's trouble on the way. So it made that noise. And the next thing we knew, this dog was on us. I mean, we were like hauling down the street.
Oh my god.
Now mind you, she was kind of a little bit chunky, like for us at our age, and so we're trying to pull each other along, and I'm like, no, like we cannot go out like this.
They were trying to make sure they didn't leave each other right. behind.
And so yeah, we were like running for our lives, clearly. And the dog must have been like really about to kill us because her mom was like terrified and she just like screamed out, and that saved us, I guess. He went on back home, but yeah, that was definitely a near-death experience. It's funny now, but I'm like, whew, that's why I'm afraid of dogs.
And those who know her knows that she is like deathly terrified of dogs. But what I found out later is that Kino was deathly afraid of dogs too. So Kino had that fear. And yeah, it's something that they shared because they were in places where they weren't supposed to be.
Yeah. Our head make us up behind. It's clear.
Yeah. That's hilarious. It takes Londa to tell how you, the two of you, were trying to make sure that the other one didn't get left behind. Oh gosh.
Look, we ride together, we die together.
That y'all did. Yeah, that's funny. So for my first story, I love to teach the boys new words, new languages. Not that I'm bilingual, but I know just a teeny weeny bit of Spanish. And so I've been teaching the boys how to say, hola. ¿Cómo estás?
Wow.
Which means, you know, for those of you who don't know Spanish, which means, hi, how are you? And so we were in Walmart, and Bella's youngest, I call him Munchie, was in the cart, and everybody that we passed, he was speaking to. He was going, hi, and, you know, they'd speak back. They'd say hello. Hi. He didn't care what race they were, what gender they were. He was speaking to everybody. Well, he spoke to this one girl. He was like, hi, and she didn't speak back. And so he said it again. He was like, hi. And the girl would not speak back. And he looked at her and he was like, ¿Cómo estás?
Right. Because I guess he felt like she looked like she speaks Spanish. She did look
Hispanic.
Yes, or something.
Oh my gosh. When I tell you, I thought I was going to die.
It was funny.
Because he was just like, ¿Cómo estás?
But it's so embarrassing. Like, this dude says whatever.
Oh, yeah, he does say whatever. Let me just follow this up with another one of his stories. So they spent the night, and I gave him a bath, and I was putting on his pajamas. He's 4, y'all. I was putting on his pajamas, and he was standing on the bed, and he was like, Gigi, what you got a beard for? And I said, I don't have a beard, boy. He said, yes, you do, right there, and rubbed his finger across my lip.
A mustache.
That's not a beard, boy. That's a mustache.
Right, you're trying to be funny and don't even know what you're talking about.
I got that boy dressed in wax immediately.
Kids definitely say the darndest things. And it's like these new age ones, they have like zero filter at all.
Zero. Zero. Yeah, I was like, I ain't got no beard, boy. He said, like, yes, you do, right there. Rub your finger right across my lip.
Wow.
That is not a beard. That's a mustache.
This dude, let me tell you.
Yeah, a mess.
So another story that, like, pops out as soon as I, like, want to tell a funny story about our family is the story, I feel like our family knows, but for those who don't know, my grandpa owned a corner store, and it was, you know, in a, like, a kind of hood area, so, you know,
tell the truth, it was the hood.
Yeah, he stayed strapped, like, you ain't gonna catch him slipping. So, some guys decided they were going to try to rob the store. And who was there with them?
Uncle Comer.
Yeah, one of our uncles, his brother.
2 years older than him.
Yeah, was up there with them. They used to sit late at night because he used to come home, what, maybe like 3 or 4? 2, 3?
No, like 1 or 2.
Yeah, he used to stay open pretty late, though. And so the guys decided they were going to try to rob him. And it's like everybody in our family who tells the story. I think the funny part for me is everybody who tells the story, you know, we all say, oh, the guys tried to rob them, they came in the store or whatever. But it's like as soon as the guy pulls the gun out, it turns into like a country western. Like, we all describe it like we were there. That's one. But it's like
the guy tried to pull a gun and told my grandpa, give me your money, old man. And he just came from behind the corner, like, whipping, like, shoo, shoo. You know, like, on the movies, we all tell it this way.
And I'm like... You forgot the part where after the guy said, give me your money, old man. He looked at him and was like, what you say?
Oh, yeah, he did tell him to repeat it. Like, what? You must not know who I am.
He's like, what you say? Oh, God. Yeah, he was like, what? In my mind, that's how it was.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like none of us were there, but we all... You know, oh, he tried to rob the store, whatever. And he asked them, told him to give me your money. And then it's just like, bam, bam. Like, oh, why do we do that? Yeah, like. But needless to say, my grandpa started busting back. Well, actually, not back. He initiated the bus. But yeah, they didn't get robbed that night.
Nobody ever attempted after that. But what was so crazy is that he had been open for like 20 years, something crazy like that, and no one had ever tried to hold him up.
Right, because like everybody who's from over there knows him. Parents and grandparents too.
Right. And so these guys obviously had to be new to the neighborhood. Right. because everybody knew, you know, knew my dad. And they had been casing the joint, apparently, to know that these two old men were going to be in there. Yeah, my dad turned around and pulled out his gun.
Right.
Yeah, and the other dude that was in the back... Because one came up front and the other went straight to the back. He just ran straight out the door. He did absolutely nothing. So, yeah, they both almost got capped.
Right. It's like, we all picked the wrong old man tonight.
Absolutely. Because one of them get hit?
Yeah. That's what somebody said. Right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, where do we even get these details and all this stuff?
Right, because I think they said there was like blood outside on the sidewalk or something.
Yeah, clearly he was not to be messed with.
And these two old men, my dad and my uncle, were in their 70s.
I know, right? That was a key factor. Like, these were real old people. They were like old.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. Yeah, my dad didn't play the radio.
Yeah.
So those guys had to be new to the neighborhood.
Clearly.
Yeah. So I have a funny story about your brother.
Who?
Tony.
What?
And I hope he's listening. I love you, babe. So Tony is really my nephew. But he's my baby. He was my first baby before I had Bella. And
my bro.
Yeah. And I used to take him with me everywhere. One Easter, he was 2. And grandma had made him this little... she didn't make it. She bought the pantsuit. And I think the pants were too long. And she cut them into shorts. He was so cute. He had on this navy blue pantsuit, like knickers, like they stopped right at his knee.
Mm.
He was so cute. He was 2 years old. And I was 13, I think, 12 or 13. And I was taking him with me. I was 13. I was taking him with me to Sunday school. And it was Easter Sunday. And it was me, Tony, your godmama, sitting in the, it's a big open area where everybody met before breaking out into our individual classes.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was praying, and he was trying to get my attention. He was tapping me, going, "Wanda, Wanda, Wanda." And I kept trying to hush him. I was like, "Shh, don't, be quiet. They praying. Shh. Wanda, Wanda." I was like, "Shh, Tony, be quiet. Fuck are you, Wanda? Fuck are you?"
Wow.
He cussed me in church. Oh my God. The man was praying. That means everybody was quiet.
Quiet.
Oh, like, my God. I snatched him up. I ran to the payphone and called Grandma.
Wow.
I called my mom and said, "Please tell Daddy to come get me. I'm not staying in church. Tony just cursed me out in church." Wow. Oh, this little boy was so bad, y'all. He was such a bad little boy. I was so mad at him. I didn't. He kept trying to play with me like all that day, and I just like didn't have anything to do with him because I was so embarrassed and so mad at him. But he cursed me out in church. Fuck are you, Wanda? Fuck are you?
Wow.
Oh my gosh, if you listening, babe, I love you, y'all. He is a responsible adult now with a six-year-old son of his own. Proud of you, babe. I love you, but you were bad as hell.
Really? Another story, I guess it's my last story, is that time we went to Crossing Green. We went to Crossing Green, and I feel like if you're an adult, you know, like, if you gain weight, your family is going to be the first to let you know. And
you want to explain what Crossing Green is?
Oh yeah, it's a country part of Georgia where my grandma's from. It's near Swainsboro. But anyway, your family is going to be the first to let you know, like, all right, you're looking a little hefty. So I had gained some weight. And I don't know, I never really thought too much about, you know, going to Crossing Green and, you know, my family's gonna think, oh, she gained weight or whatever. But at the same time, we're riding down the street. I think we're all together. Were we in a van or something? I don't remember. But we ended up riding past one of our, like, distant cousins. And apparently sis had gained some weight, because we park and we get out the car, and the first thing my uncle says is, I'm not gonna say her name, but I knew that was you standing over here all big. And I'm like, what in the world? Like, who says that to people? Like, you cannot tell a person something like that. Like, you could think something like that. You can even say it when you get back to the house, but what?
Oh gosh.
And I think everybody who was in attendance was like, all right, like, it's time to drop this weight, because you're not gonna tell me I'm just standing over here all big. What? I think we all were shook after that, like, oh no. It's time.
Oh my gosh. And he says whatever anyway.
Yeah.
He just kind of just says.
But whatever. No, we didn't know that then, because he was quiet.
Oh my gosh. Because he, you done put on a little weight, ain't you? Last time he saw me, and I was just like, yeah.
Right. And it's like, now we know what to look for, what to expect, but. That time it was too off guard, because he's like the quiet one, just like grandma's like the quiet girl. He's like the quiet male child. So
I was completely caught off guard. Like, what? Did he just tell this? He told her, though. Like, he said it to her. You standing over here, I knew that was you because you standing over here all big. What? I'm like, oh my gosh.
Man, wow. When you told me that story, I hollered. Yeah. It's still really funny. It is still really funny to me. But speaking of gaining weight, just last week, oh my God. So, yeah, I got the COVID-19. And I put on some weight. And we went by one of our aunt's house to pick up some pears that she had for my mom. She had gotten some pears off of one of her friend's trees. And she had way too many and she wanted to share them. So we went to go get them. And so I pulled up in the driveway. And she came out of the garage. And my mom got out of the car. Grandma got out of the car. And she walked up to the car. The aunt did. Walked up to the car. And she was like, ooh. Look at you looking like a munchkin. Like a munchkin. She was like, yeah, look at your face. Your face so fat.
Oh.
I started holding my face. She was like, you know the face tell it. Your grandma goes, you should see her body. I was like, what
in the world? Like, who is saying this to people?
Man, look, I can't wait to get 70, because when I get 70, I'm just gonna say whatever.
Like, oh God, I'm not having no filter, because who says stuff like this to people?
She was like, you should see her body.
Oh, what God
in the world?
I cannot deal.
Oh my God. I was like, really? That is so rude. No, that is so rude. And the aunt goes, well, rather I tell you that somebody out there in the street. First of all, nobody in the street is gonna tell me that. Because it's rude.
Oh my gosh.
I cannot believe y'all listen. Man, let me tell you, I came home, drank a bottle of water, and I had said I was gonna eat a plate of air with a side of air. And I ended up eating a salad. And I think I ate a salad the next day.
I'm telling you.
And the next day. I do believe I had salads 3 days in a row, because I was just like, what?
Right, like, but I cannot wait to just say whatever. Like, I don't care about your feelings. Like, bam, there you go.
You want the truth?
Right, there you have it.
There you have it. Because I was like, what?
Wow.
I think if she said it so matter of factly, you should see her body. Whoa. Yeah, so needless to say, y'all, I ain't been eating. I've been starving.
Oh, really? Wow.
Because this was just last week. Yeah.
I find it funny, though, that most of our stories are, like, about the kids or older people.
Oh, no, I have one for you.
Oh. I'm like, kids and older people don't have... like
filters
at all.
They don't. They say whatever. Like, if you want to know what, like, really how you look, ask a child or an old person.
I know.
Or an old person, because they are not going to spare your feelings.
Mm-mm. Especially not my children. I don't know where they get this from.
You.
I'm not like that.
Yes, you say whatever to.
Oh, no, I do not.
Oh, yes, you do. I promise you, you do.
Mom,
You do. You say whatever. But, okay, so my last story. Actually, I have two more really short ones. And this, the first one is when you were 5, I put you in dance classes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you literally have been dancing since before you could walk. So I wanted you to have some formal lessons. I put you in dance class, ballet classes.
That's where it all started.
Yep. At 5-year-old, you and Jazz were in dance, taking these ballet and tap lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Your first dance recital, clearly you knew all the routines, but you were standing on stage and some little girl next to you was doing the routine wrong. And you stopped dancing to tell her she was doing it wrong.
Man.
You stopped what you were doing to tell her that she needs to do it however she needed to do it.
Wow.
In the middle of the recital. Like, you were on stage performing. Wow. I was like, what is she doing? Is she telling the little girl she's doing it wrong? Is she missing all the steps? But you got right back on beat and finished. But yeah, you stopped what you were doing and told little girl that she was doing it wrong.
That's crazy, because sometimes I'm like, who do I think I am? Like, but clearly I've been that way.
Right. That's just a part of who you are. And my last story, this one is so funny, because if you have a girl, especially if it's like your first child, you know, as a mother, you want to dress her up like you. Like, you want to have these cute little outfits. Like, we had a few cute little matching outfits when you were little. We had this little tie-dye leggings with the long shirt, just alike. That was really cute. And one of my favorite outfits that we had, like, was this Looney Tunes, like, boxer shorts.
I remember those.
They were shorts, but they were like, they look like boxers.
Mm-hmm.
And the Looney Tunes shirt. And it was so cute that we used to wear with slouch socks and kids. Back in the day, y'all, we were fresh.
Right.
So, Grandma put you on this outfit and let you go outside to play in it. Now, you and Kino were the only girls in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Playing with all these little boys. So,
and half of them was her family, like, lived with her. So.
Right. So, y'all were trying to keep up with these boys. And I don't know what possessed you to try to climb this fence. And you tried to climb the fence. You got on top of the fence and tried to jump down. And your shorts got caught on the fence.
Mm-hmm. I remember that too. I still got the scar from that.
Oh my gosh, so you were just dangling. Dangling on the fence. And nobody...
And right, my little friend, best friend included, just sitting there watching me dangle.
You were just dangling on the fence. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, and you ripped those shorts, and then we no longer had matching outfits. I was mad at you because you ripped the shorts. Like, why were you, you're a girl, why were you climbing the fence?
And what? Y'all, it's not like a big fence. Like,
yeah, it's a little short fence. That fence may have been 3 feet high, maybe 3 feet.
And I'm like, but why was I trying to climb this little bitty fence to go into, because I was climbing from, I think, McCoy's house into Kino's yard. But I'm like, literally, you just walk around. Like, it's nothing
literally
to get
around
to the next, right? why was I climbing in his little bitty fence and then got stuck?
Y'all, she was just hanging. I wish y'all could have seen her just hanging. Just dangling on the fence. So, yeah. You, I was mad at you because why were you... Why couldn't you just walk around? I don't understand the logic.
And yeah, me were, either.
You were like four.
Yeah, Kino, that sounds like some Jordy junk.
Yeah, you were four and I think Kino was five. But nobody tried to get you off the fence. You were just hanging on the fence and then you weren't screaming. That's like you weren't even like screaming for help or anything. You were just like kind of hanging, just hanging on the fence. Just hanging on the fence.
Really?
Yeah.
Cause I know I cut my leg.
Yeah, I don't recall you screaming or crying or anything.
Well.
And you were just hanging on the fence. And I think I don't know if it was Londa or her sister that got you off the fence, but
you got that's what I was getting ready to ask. Who
took saved me? Yeah, because by the time I came outside, before I could even get across the street, I can't think of Londa's sister's name. I think it was Londa's sister. It may have been Londa. But one of them was taking you down off the fence. You were just hanging.
What?
I just tell Grandma, like, look, she is just hanging on the fence. Like, what was she doing up there? Pants ripped.
That's crazy. I'm always like, they probably boosted me to do that, and I'm always the one, well, not no more, but I was, as a child, I was always the one to do the dumb jump and suffer the consequences by myself, because clearly they did not help me at all. Like, they sat there and watched me dangle, and I remember, and that's like when we were helping Auntie Amelie move. Every last child out there was playing on the back of this moving truck.
look what it do. Look.
Oh my God, I'm so mad at you.
I'm talking about hiking it. And I go take my little sleeper behind up there. I'm the one that won't get caught. And I get caught because I done smashed my whole foot in the little, what you call it?
I don't know, on the lift, like on the back of the moving trucks. That
yeah, like, so my foot is like hanging over. So it's like crushed in between the lift and the truck.
Crushed, y'all. Her foot was literally black.
Like, my foot still ain't right. It still got a little hook too.
Oh, I was so mad at her. Screaming. We were helping my sisters move. My sister and brother-in-law and her family and their family move into their new house. And we told them to stay off of the truck.
And I'm saying everybody got their turn. And they boosted me. And I'm always the youngest. And they boosted me to do it. And I get up there and I'm just smushing my foot, pressing the up button.
Like her foot was literally,
and they sat right there and just watched me scream. And I'm like, bruh. So I learned my lesson dealing with people who hyped me up to do dumb shit.
Because we were talking about you as a kid, I have one more story. And when you were four, you were in pre-K, you still have long, pretty hair, but you had long, pretty hair. Oh my gosh. And I used to fix your hair in these ponytails, mm-hmm. and they were like wavy, little puffy ponytails that hung down to your shoulders. Excuse me. They were really, really, I used to fix your hair really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Before you went to school, and then, you know, by the time you came home, you looked like a different child. But anyway, this particular day, you had two ponytails in the front hanging down to your shoulders, and two ponytails in the back hanging down pastor's shoulder. And so when I came home from work, Grandpa used to pick you up from school for me because I would be at work. And so he picked you up, took you to the store. Grandma, you had your snack. Grandpa came to pick me up. By the time Grandpa came to pick me up from work, he picked me up. I came in, and you had been with them for like 3 hours. You had been there like 3 hours. Mm-hmm. I think you were sitting down eating dinner by the time I got there. I bent down to kiss you. And before I could kiss you, I noticed that your ponytails were uneven. And I was like, who cut your hair?
Goody.
And Grandma said, ain't nobody cut her hair. And I was like, yes, look at her hair. She has one ponytail up here and another ponytail down here.
And it was clearly different.
Yeah. Who cut your hair? You just started screaming, like crying. And you, maybe you remember, I don't know why you cut your hair. Like, what made you cut your hair? And not only did you cut it, you took the barrette off the end of the cut part and put it back on the short ponytail. And so I'm guessing that's why Grandma didn't notice, but you had been with them for 3 hours and nobody noticed that one of your ponytails was shorter than the other. And I noticed it immediately.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, I wanted to kill you. Like, and then you had to wear, remember how I used to fix your hair, pull to one side, one ponytail in the front, and then you wear these two ponytails in the back, or you would wear it braided. But whenever you wore ponytails, you always wore the ponytail over to one side. That's why, because you had cut half your hair off in the front.
That is crazy. And the fact that I tried to cover it up.
Right. You
like,
took the...
That's like when Bud cut his hair. And you were like, you cannot whoop him for that.
No.
I clearly got a whooping, I'm sure.
You did the exact same thing. Like, I don't know what went through your mind, but you had sense enough to take the barrette off the end of the cut piece and put it back on the little short ponytail, put it back on the end.
Wow.
And you were with your grandparents for 3 hours and they didn't notice.
That is crazy.
And they didn't notice. So yeah, those are my funny stories. We hope you guys enjoyed those. We're still giving you peeks, just little glimpses into our lives.
I know. All right, so we'll see you guys back here next Monday. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook. That's at Dear Mama Podcast. And we'll see you back here
next Monday.
Bye.
Bye.